This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we're going to finish with a bang here today. We have a very special guest, someone who's from my neck of the woods in Beaver County, and he's been a legendary coach for many, many years, Gino DeMarco from Geneva. And look at that. He's up to date on all the stuff that you have to do to get yourself online and put yourself on camera. I'm happy to have you, and I know that you've talked a lot to Austin because Austin's done a lot of your games. Gino, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to get a chance to talk with you. And, you know, Austin's done an incredible job with that KDK Plus. And that thing just keeps growing. It's really good for the region, for Pittsburgh, for small college ball. It really is.
So you've been there for 33 years now? Is that it? 33
years. It'll be 33 this year, yeah.
And it's your final ride. What made the decision to come to an end?
Well, I you know, there's a beginning and an end to everything. And it really isn't going to be an end for me, but I think it's time that we get somebody else to be the face of Geneva football. I think, you know, mine is not deserving of any type of arm candy you can see. So I think we're going to bring somebody on that, you know, have a little bit more of a personality, maybe, you know, do things a little bit more efficiently with technology, you know, that kind of stuff. And I get still to continue with my football addiction at a Christian school, which is that's my niche right there.
Yeah, so Gino, you're not fully retiring, but you're just going into a different role with Geneva.
Yeah, I've gotten all these, like, I think it's headlines. You know, you guys that were in the media or print or whatever, they would always complain about who did the headlines. And, you know, it talked about retirement. I got all these phone calls all over the place about me retiring. I'm not really retiring. I'm just going to be reassigned. And I'll get a chance to help out in any way I can for Geneva College and for the football program. And really grateful to our president, Calvin Traup, and our athletic director, Van Zanuck, for that arrangement. It was the exact same arrangement that I became the head coach when Gene Sullivan was my coach before then for 17 years. So, you know, we've only had two head coaches for I don't know. Do the math. Since 1975.
You guys are like the Steelers.
Well, in some regards, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's continuity is a big deal. And in today's ever-changing college athletic scenario, you just don't see it. You really don't. It's ever-changing.
Gino, I want to ask you about, and I think I have this right, the guy who works with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City is one of your former quarterbacks. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. David Girardi was
David
with
Girardi.
Us.
David Girardi. I remember that name, and then I saw it, and I said, that can't be the same David Girardi, but it is.
Yeah, it is. You know, David's a Pittsburgh guy who played high school ball down in St. Pete, Catholic, and obviously down near Tampa, and incredible young man. He's got a bright future in the NFL. and he just happens to be coaching the best player on the planet. So, you know, that, but he's earned everything he's gotten. So, yeah, pretty excited about him. But we've got 199 other guys that got into coaching at some level, and we're proud of those guys too.
One thing I'm really fascinated about, Gino, I thought you always ran the triple option offense at Geneva. I had a couple of texters say that they formerly played for you, whether it was the 90s or early 2000s, that said that you used to run different types of wide offensive spreads and stuff like that. Why did you focus in on the triple option offense, and why do you continue to run it now?
Well, I mean, I saw Mark Mangino, who had great success at Kansas, at a game, and he came up to me. He was on our staff at one time at Geneva, and he came up to me and he just, you know, he asked me what the heck I was doing running the triple. We were at a place where we needed to do something greatly different than what everybody else did, and it's just because of what we encounter in recruiting. So we went to the triple option, and it just so happened in the last 9-10 years, they've changed the rules on the triple option, and it's just not that, you know, entertaining offense. But we did run one. We did run an entertaining offense, you know, where you got all these points being scored, and you guys love that stuff. You know, nobody likes 6-3 football games anymore. Everybody likes points, 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 points. Right, Bob?
You're right. But as long as they're wins, though, at the end of the day, if you have the 6 and not the 3, you're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy, but everybody else is like bored to death because they sat through 2.5 hours of giving it to the fullback 3 different ways.
Sometimes it's just like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? Well, that was the big thing for the referees that I would always sell them on, the fact that they'd be making more money per hour doing our games because we would shorten it. And, I got a few calls over the years because of that.
So how is it with the triple option that you recruit quarterbacks who want to throw the ball a lot?
Very carefully. And in the last couple of years, we've kind of modified it in such a way that some of the routes that we have are more now RPO stuff. And you hear this word RPO term like ad nauseum. Every time there's a play run, somebody says, you guys are always saying it's an RPO. Some of it is, some of it isn't. And it is really a form of, you know, triple option. It just happens to be a quick pass that's downfield. So, we may look into doing some of that this last year. We did run the spread, and, man, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of great, great players that are in the record books. And, we're going to tweak something this year. That's all.
You were telling me earlier that you're the one that basically invented night games in the PAC on the weekends.
Well, I didn't emphatically say I invented night games.
Well,
I
mean, that was
the how he turns the story around.
You're the one that made it more popular.
Austin, I really don't need to put up with this like sense of like accusatory acclimates. I'm looking at the fact that I think the first night football game was actually at Duquesne. But what's interesting is the Pack never, ever played night football games. And then Geneva came on board, and we would play night football games forever. And Bob knows why, is because ESPN had all the big games during the day. And then we would have our stuff at night, and everybody in Beaver County would come. And, you know, and Bob knows this, that in Beaver County, nobody pays for a ticket to go to a high school football game. Mm-hmm. And it was the same at our place. So our place was absolutely packed. And then you start seeing everybody in the Pack get lights and turf. And now they have their own night game every week. And you get the benefit from that, Austin. You really do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's talk about 33 years now. You've had some great memories. What when you look back at your career, are you going to be most proud of, and maybe the one memory that stands out above all?
Oh, I it's just so hard. But I'm at this point. The reason that we made this announcement now is because I didn't want to have to do these interviews during the course of the season. Because what happens in the season, it's just like going to another country. I mean, it really is. You report in camp in August, and although I live 4 miles away from the school, it becomes such a time consuming and I just don't like, I'm not a 9-to-5 guy. And so I would say everything that took place in during those seasons with coaches and with players that I'm sure we can talk about after the season. But I don't know, maybe how about this one? How about the one when Tony Dorsett came to one of our games? We were playing Trinity. We were in AI. They were ranked 3 in the nation. And because of Leslie Frazier being the head coach, so Tony Dorsett comes to give a pep talk to the opposing team, which was Trinity International out of Chicago. And when he was on the field and he was on their pregame, I got a chance to go over and say, hey, I want you to keep an eye on my 32 over here, who happened to be Willie Murray from New Brighton. I go, I heard you ripped up this place a couple times when you were at Hopewell. I said, get a load of my 32 today. And fortunately, we were able to beat them, which, if I ever see Tony Dorsett again, I'm going to thank him for the pep talk he gave Leslie Frazier's team.
How about that? See, and back then it was Dorsett. It wasn't Dorsett. He changed.
Right. That's why I used that particular announcement. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Gino, you talk so much about what small college football means for the area. How would you put that into perspective, especially for kids in Beaver County and especially for players just in Western Pennsylvania?
Well, I will give you this story, and I'll tell you how important it is. In 1998, and this was 5 years after I became the head coach, we were ranked number one in the country. So a sports writer from the New York Times sees that Geneva, PA, Beaver Falls, PA, is ranked number one in the country in the NAI. The guy happened to follow the Jets for years and remembers Beaver Falls because of Joe Namath. So he calls our sports information director and says, hey, I want to come and do a story. So I get a chance to talk to him about all of the powerhouses in Western PA and in the area, not only in the NAI, but Division III at that time, Division II, 1AA. And the guy spent the whole weekend with us highlighting small college football in Western PA. He did an incredible job, and they put it on the front page of the New York Times sports section. And one of our professors said that was the greatest publicity Geneva's ever had. I think it was awesome because at that time you had so many people that were doing great things, like Robert Morse at that time. Slippery Rock obviously has had great success. W&J's had great success. We were on a roll. It really meant something. And I guess it made the big time.
Absolutely. And so have you. Gino DeMarco, we want to congratulate
you. No, not really.
Yes, you have. No. We want to congratulate you. No. 33 years is a long time. I love longevity because that means you're doing what you have to do to stay above everything. And you've done it with class and dignity. And I just want to salute you on your career and enjoy this one final season, because I'm sure you're going to get a lot of accolades and people coming up to you with well wishes. So enjoy the moments.
I appreciate that, Bob, but I'm really focused on on those 105 kids, players and coaches that we got this year. And we're going to give them everything we've got. We got a really good football team coming back. But thank you so much for letting me come on your program.
Well, Austin speaks glowingly of you and what you've done out there, and I've seen it too. So congrats, and look forward to a big year for Geneva.
Thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
All right, Gino.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Have a great day and a great year. That's Gino DeMarco, 33 years, head coach at Geneva. He'll be backing it up after this year, although he's staying involved, just not as the head coach. But he impressed me with his digital awareness there to get on live stream and all this kind of stuff. All right, got to wrap this up. I want to tell you, too, that the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And today's weather is going to be cloudy, a high of Randy Grossman, 84, 50% chance of rain later tonight. It's all brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Austin, it's been fun. We are done. And up next, it's going to be the PM team. They always keep you entertained from 2 to 6 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.